Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. The South African economy has slowed sharply, growing at just 0.1% in the first quarter of this year. And while agriculture posted another bumper performance, mining and manufacturing slumping even further. And that is weighing heavily on overall growth, with household spending showing only a modest rise and net exports dragging down GDP. The picture, let me tell you, looks really fragile. So let's delve a little deeper into this. And joining me is Martin Ackerman, who is chief economist at Citadel. So Martin, first of all, overall, how concerning is this growth figure in the broader context of South Africa's fairly poor economic trajectory?
Yes, hi, Jeremy. Thanks for the opportunity. Unfortunately, you know, this is just kicking the can down the road. A very similar picture like we've seen over the last how many quarters, where the important sectors like mining, manufacturing, and construction are really not growing, and where we print, you know, sub 1% growth. So if you think about the quarter, 0.1%, you know, we can argue that's no growth. And for the year to the end of March, that was 0.8%. Now, that's the sub one that I referred to, and we've been there for the last how many years. The problem is that at the same time, the population is growing at almost double that number. So population growth is around about 1.5%. So although economically speaking, we're not in a recession, we are actually in a per capita recession because we're adding more people every year than goods and services. So this talks to, you know, what we've unpacked so many times, but the slow reform and the fact that a lot of the structural issues are still keeping the economy back from getting to growth of 2.5 to 3%. And that's a real concern because at the same time, the world outlook is also changing to the negative.
So, Martin, I want to look at manufacturing, agriculture and mining in just a moment. But of more concern, 7 out of 10 manufacturing divisions posting decline. Again, it's something that we were expecting, but this has now become more of a structural issue rather than a cyclical one, surely.
Yes, yeah, no, definitely. So those industries are facing, unfortunately, some of the structural issues directly. You know, I always say if you look at something like, you can argue agriculture as well, but agriculture is the fastest growing industry in South Africa since 2010. It just shows how resilient that industry is, despite not only the logistical and structural issues, but also weather conditions. Now, take all of that away and you look at manufacturing specifically, you know, they are the ones that really need everything to work for them to actually pick up speed. If you think about financial services, an example, which is also one of the positive growing sectors, I always argue that they, you know, don't need a electricity supply on a regular basis because they can work from solar. But a manufacturing site that's in heavy manufacturing need reliable energy without any interruption. They need the ports to operate. Financial services today, you know, whether the port in Cape Town or Durban is open doesn't impact them directly. So the manufacturing that's showing those numbers clearly show the lack of investment still into those spaces, which the gross fixed capital formation number also showed today, a drop of 1.7, and the fact that we're still not getting to the point where we really address these issues that's keeping them under pressure.
So very good news, as you say, about agriculture, but how sustainable is the performance and what are the risks that lie ahead, given that agricultural basket, particularly as far as exports is concerned, is limited to very few products?
Yes, yeah, so we know that agriculture is very volatile. So although it's the fastest growing industry, you know, it can swing around double digits up and down. We know that. So we can't bank on another double digit quarter after quarter. We had a 17 odd in the fourth quarter of 2024. This quarter was about 16. Keep in mind that we had almost a 14% increase in shipment of agricultural products to the U.S., in this quarter, which is unusual, and this is almost front running the implementation of the tariffs. So that's already one factor that's probably not going to repeat going into the second quarter. I think agriculture, unfortunately, is not the silver bullet that we can bank on. Mm-hmm. It is still a very small sector. Fortunately, it's now it actually moved past construction. Unfortunately for construction, but now agriculture is the second smallest industry in the economy. It's about 3% of GDP. and construction slipped now into the smallest of only 2% of GDP. But agriculture, very important job creator, despite the size of the industry, very important in terms of creating jobs.
Now, household consumption, if I read these numbers correctly, rose but very modestly. Would this be a sign that consumer resilience is still holding up, or is it just simply a case of isolated improvements?
Yeah, so it's not great. You know, that 0.4% is definitely on the low side. We're still a consumer-based economy. More than 60% of what happens in this economy is as a result of the consumer, just because of a lot of the other things don't happen, like we said, manufacturing and mining. It's coming off a high base. So the previous number in 2024 was about 1.1. That was obviously on the base or supported at least by the two-pot system. Some of that money went into household consumption. But yeah, it shows of a consumer that's under pressure, because our consumption numbers can be much better than that, you know, at least 1.5 to 2%. So that talks to unemployment. It talks to the cost of living, the fact that our interest rates are coming down very slowly. So hopefully this last cut that we saw will pave some relief for consumers going into the second quarter. But at least, yeah, we had four positive numbers in a row. So it shows that the consumer at least keep their heads above water despite a very difficult environment.
And Martin, let me ask you about net exports as far as the country is concerned. A bit of a drag. Is it a temporary trade imbalance, do you think, or maybe something a little more systemic in our global competitiveness?
Yeah, so we battle with global competitiveness, unfortunately. And a lot of those issues are still capacity at the ports. So if you're in an environment like we've been over the last quarter, where you forget about South Africa, but the whole world's been rethinking how and where and with whom they're trading, we're part of that mix. And then on the other hand, you know, we battle in terms of just efficiently exporting whatever we've got on this side. So irrespective of what's happening with the rest of the world going forward in terms of new trading relationships, we need to speed up the improvement at the ports, because we actually want to be in business. If the world starts to trade with different trading partners, this whole thing about China plus one, there's no reason why we can't be that plus one for many countries. But to actually be competitive in that space, and to benefit from that, we need to make sure that last remaining hurdles, especially on the port side, is getting removed ASAP.
So you're absolutely right. In order to be that plus one, it's critical that structural reform and investment-led growth starts to accelerate, and that is going to shift any kind of trend line a little more meaningfully. The problem is it's not happening quick enough.
Yes, so again, today the gross fixed capital formation number speaks to that. You know, that number shows whether private companies and public SOEs are reinvesting back into the economy. We had an amazing boom 2022 to middle 2023 on the solar, call it the solar boom. But since then, you know, yeah, negative prints every quarter. So that's a reflection, and quite a bad one for this quarter, of down minus 1.7. Now, we know that this quarter, you know, companies were facing a lot of things, uncertainty around Trump and his tariffs, the budget that didn't get approved, the tension in government of national unity. But that's so important that we actually address all those issues, because it just shows how quickly then companies are sitting on their hands and they don't invest. And if we don't invest, we're not rebuilding capacity for this economy 5-10 years down the line to actually grow at 3% plus. So that number currently sitting sub 15% of GDP, we used to be close to 25%, and we need to get there ASAP. And that's the only way that we are going to see all industries benefiting going forward.
Martin Ackerman, thank you as always for that insight. Chief Economist at Citadel. We'll talk again. I appreciate your time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.